Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero? What I wanted to start out today was a topic you may not have ever thought about in the context of what you came here for, but it may be something that I think will uplift and give you some sense of where you can go. I'm going to start it out with a story. And I don't know how many of you know that if you've grown up on a farm or if you grew up in more rural areas, you will, but humans are pretty unique animals and we're unique in a lot of ways. But one of the ways in which we're unique is that we're born sort of helpless. You know, a horse, a calf, by the time it's born, is almost ready to just go out into the world. Within hours, they can walk. Within days, they can kind of run around. And within weeks, they can defend themselves. And sort of, they're still part of the group, but they can fend for themselves. And almost all animals are born that way. By the time they're born, they've developed enough where they can take care of themselves. Humans are not like that. We are born completely helpless. So helpless that somebody has to feed us, protect us, keep us warm or cold, depending on what is going on with the weather around us. We're literally unable to move for weeks, let alone walk. We're unable to walk and run for years. And by the time we can take care of ourselves and defend ourselves, it's been almost a decade since we were born. And to think about that for a second, the difference between those two examples, right? Being born within days walking and running around, or being born and then taking a decade to be able to take care of yourself. The move is immense. It's such a complete difference. And humans don't think about this a lot. We don't think about the fact that we're so helpless and we depend so much on people around us to care enough about us to take care of us so that we can keep thriving and surviving and growing and having our own children. Now, the thing is that the reason that difference exists has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with horses or calves. It has to do with evolution. And what seems like a weakness, I mean, just think about it. The fact that you needed to depend on somebody for almost a decade of your life or more in order to survive can really seem like a weakness. But the reason that exists is because of our strength, because of the thing that makes us great. In this situation, this thing, the thing between our ears, right? Our head, our brain. Humans developed to having a relatively larger brain than almost all mammals in relation to our body weight. Not all, but to many. And that brain is protected by a really big, thick skull. And so our head is much larger than that of many animals in relation to the rest of their body. Well, unfortunately, what that meant is early on in evolution, mothers wouldn't survive childbirth if they tried to carry a human baby to term. Mothers that delivered early had much better survival rates for themselves, but also for the baby. And if the baby is going to come out and depend on its mother for support, safety, and defense, and food and nourishment and everything else, you need to have both survive. Or you need to be part of a society that will protect you in case your mother dies. That's not true for a lot of these other animals. And so we're caught with this kind of catch-22. The thing that makes us special, unique, and powerful is also the thing that makes us born weak and helpless. And everything that I just described has to do with long-scale evolution, right? We're talking hundreds of thousands of years, maybe even millions of years for some of these changes to occur. But the point I want to make for us here today is that not only do we get to use this strength that is the reason why we're born so helpless, but I want to suggest to you that the reason you're here right now and the process you're going through in your own life since you were born is one of your own evolution, is one of finding the things that you're calling weakness that also make you unique, that also could potentially be a strength. And I've talked to many, many, many heroes in the program over the last few years who have exactly that sort of oxymoronic relationship with these things, where some of the elements of their life that they've been running away from the most end up being the most powerful factors that allow them to grow later on. And so what I want all of us to think of as we talk here today is, what is your evolution, right? You may not have expected it, right? We didn't expect that because our brains grew, which would give us advantage in terms of thinking and planning and later creating fire, et cetera. We didn't expect that that advantage would create a problem with survival early on. There was no like correlation that we knew ahead of time. We didn't even drive the change itself. We were just part of it. But that brain allowed us to do so much. I mean, forget what we're doing right now, right? Literally like Wi-Fi and Zoom chats and all those sorts of things, but start thinking on a much, much earlier level. We were able to create tools and create societies and plan in a way that we were able to create agriculture. We were able to harness fire because of our brain and our ability to plan. And if we ignored what the brain gives us, if we ignored the strength that it provided us, and only focus on the fact that it made us helpless and weak when we were born, and give us, I mean, think about that, the difference, right? If we would have had 6 months, 9 months more in utero, we'd be born much, much stronger, but our mothers wouldn't survive the birth because of the size of our head. So what I'm urging us to do here today is to figure out, how do we get to look at our own evolution? It's not going to take place over hundreds of thousands of years. It's not going to take place over millions of years. It's going to take place over a few years or a couple of decades. And as somebody who's gone through their own evolution over essentially two decades, I can tell you that so much of what I thought of as weakness earlier on in my life has become exactly what makes me unique as the adult version of self. But I didn't look at it like that originally. I look at it as the things that I had to fix, as the things that I had to get rid of, as the things that I had to hide away from others. And that's when I was at my sickest, right? If you understand how these things play out, if you understand what makes you different than others, if you understand what makes you not fit in, or if you understand what it is you've been hiding from, I want you to think about it as, okay, well, can we re-examine that entire idea and start thinking about is, where is my strength in that? Because for humans, it took hundreds of thousands of years to turn that disadvantage into actionable, real power. We had to create tools. We had to create language. We had to create agriculture. We had to create all that. And it took a very long time to do. But now, what we get to reap is the results of that.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you, so please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.